This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's been more fighting between U.S. forces and Shiite militia in the Iraqi city of Najaf. Iraqis at a national political conference have now sent a delegation to try to end that confrontation. The trip had been delayed because of security concerns, and in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, there have been explosions with a number of people reported dead. NPR's Ivan Watson is at the conference center in Baghdad. Ivan, what can you tell us about those explosions?
Renee, they were insurgent mortar shells, and they came dangerously close to disrupting the final day of this conference. The U.S. military and the Iraqi police, they set up a cordon around the convention center where this assembly is gathered, and participants have to walk nearly a mile just to get here. And as I walked here this morning, I heard a succession of blasts of apparent impacts that got progressively closer to the building. One slammed into a commercial street just across the river from this area, and did a lot of damage there. It killed and injured dozens of Iraqi civilians. Another one slammed into the guard post area just near the entrance of the convention center here, barely 100 yards away, just moments after I'd walked through it, and it reportedly injured an American soldier and a Nepalese security guard. This is not the first time this assembly has been targeted. On the first day, on Sunday, a bus station not far from here was hit, and at least two Iraqi civilians were killed there.
And then, of course, there is the fighting in Najaf. What can you tell us about that?
It still appears to be a stalemate. The U.S. Marines and Army have encircled the center of Najaf, where Muqtada al-Sadr, the rebel Shiite cleric, and his militia have fortified themselves in and around the sacred shrine of Imam Ali in the center of that city, and the clashes continued throughout the day there.
And what will this Iraqi National Council delegation try to do now that it's gone down to Najaf?
Well, it is now an 8-member delegation, and it arrived in Najaf today via U.S. military helicopters. There had been some delays because of fears of ambushes along the 2-hour drive from Baghdad to Najaf. The air transport route was chosen. The leader of the delegation is Sheikh Hussein al-Sadr. He is a distant relative of Muqtada al-Sadr. He called this a friendly mission. One of the first acts of this Iraqi National Conference was to pass a resolution, and it called for Sadr's Mahdi army militia to pull out of Najaf and the shrine of Imam Ali, and in exchange it would receive immunity, the Iraqi conference said, and it would also urge the Mahdi army to act as a political party in the future here in Iraq. Now, Sadr's spokesmen have said that Sadr would welcome this delegation in this last attempt at ceasefire talks, at peace talks, but in the past he has called the Iraqi interim government illegitimate, and he has vowed within Najaf's holy Imam Ali shrine to fight to the death there.
The Iraqi National Council is supposed to be trying to lay the groundwork for Iraq's new democracy. With all this going on, what about that work?
Well, it does appear to have made a step forward because it's supposed to appoint a parliamentary assembly of some 100 members, which is supposed to offer a counterbalance, some checks and balances to the power of the Iraqi interim government, which is very much supported by the U.S. And just over the course of the past 3 days, this conference has offered opposition people a big forum to voice their opposition to the Iraqi interim government. They've pushed the Najaf crisis to the top of the agenda, and they've actually debated against supporters of the government. There was a vote just recently, a hand-raising vote, where the majority of delegates here voted in favor of the UN participating in mediation of this Najaf crisis.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson at the National Political Conference Convention Center in Baghdad.